Racing HQ, brought to you by the Kosciuszko. Buy a $5 ticket for your chance to win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Joining us now, Connie Gregg. Of course, in recent times, the last two or three years, has made the move from Hawkesbury up here. Thank you for joining us. How many years you've been up here?
3 years now.
Three. Time gets away, I remember.
It certainly does.
It does. I want to talk about how you've set it up and everything here, because we drove past it a couple of times and there's the big sign. But you've been here just in the 3 years. How?
It's probably taken two to set it up.
Yeah.
There was an arena there. So we've set up underneath with the walker machine, the tie-ups, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yards. We put everything lives in yards.
Yep.
You would have seen them out the
front
there.
Yeah, out the front, under the big, beautiful trees. They would certainly help through a warm weather.
Perfect in summer.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The whole front of the property is trees.
Yep.
The back, we have planted a lot of trees.
Yep.
Of course, then you've got the trouble, you've got to water them, as we know.
Yeah, that's it.
The Troy Gully does run through the middle of my property.
Right.
First year I moved here.
Yep.
You wouldn't believe the water.
Yeah.
It did not stop raining. Mm. And when you think back, we were cursing the rain and we were underwater and we couldn't get down the back and it was all about the rain and here we are.
Wouldn't you love to do that again?
Well, exactly. Isn't it? It's just typical. It's typical.
I guess, can I ask you the most obvious there? You were at Hawkesbury and then you've made the move to come out here 3 years ago. Why? And were you a country girl or what was the thought?
No. I was travelling out here a lot prior to moving here.
Yep.
I probably had around 40 in work at Hawkesbury. And basically, you're working hard to pay wages, to pay rent. And that does...
Yep.
In the end, right. Yeah. So I made the move out here. There's no rent.
Yeah.
I'll eventually own the property.
Yeah.
Racing here, obviously the prize money out here.
Yeah.
It all helped. It all come round at that one time. And
you made the decision.
That's right.
So looking back on it, are you happy with the progress you've made in that period?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So how many have you got there? How many horses?
We sort of have rotating 20.
Yeah.
So you've always got... some in, some out, something goes wrong or as it does with racehorses.
Yep. And can I ask you then, I guess the next, when you spell, where do you spell?
At home.
At home.
There's,
okay. So
the front half is racehorses.
Yep.
The back half is spellers. There's two weanlings down there.
Right.
Broodmare.
So you got a bit of, how much land have you got
there's
there?
There's 10 acres.
10 acres, okay.
But in saying that, at this time, I was mowing 2 years ago.
Yep.
I haven't started the mower. Well, I tried to start the mower not long ago to move it, and it wouldn't start.
Wouldn't start because it hasn't been used.
It's just, it is, like Rodney said, it's just windswept dirt.
Yeah, understand. So we're repeating ourselves a little bit, but from a horse training point of view, what's the impact? What's the biggest impact that it's had on you?
It's the cost, obviously, of feed.
Yep.
The tracks are struggling.
Yep.
Because of...
lack of water.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And we understand all that, but we have to put up with it.
Yeah.
It's funny, you listen to, even this morning, Hawkesbury, is it a heavy nine? Is it abandoned?
No, Mwillimbah's off.
I knew someone was off.
Mwillimbah's off and it's raining back in Sydney for the next 3 or 4 days.
Exactly. And you hear yourself, we don't need any more rain.
Exactly.
And it's non-stop rain and we're out here like pulling
Send
your hair out.
Yous
are all complaining about the rain and... It's been so long since
the one point, and it's really hit home to me. I must admit that, I'm going to be more mindful of it now. That when I do a radio program and I'm talking about heavy tracks, and if I know that you're not getting the rain, then I am going to be more mindful of that.
Yeah, it would be good. But the trouble with feed also, the trouble you have is not only is it expensive, but we're not going to be able to get it.
Yeah,
it won't matter how expensive it is.
Yeah,
because we can't get it.
Are the locals remaining positive that the rain's not far away? Do you get that feel?
Oh, it's no different to Rodney. Rob, he would have told you yesterday, it will rain. He keeps telling me, it will rain.
You know Rodney pretty good, don't you?
Oh, everyone knows Rodney.
Yeah. I must admit, I haven't mentioned that after we finished yesterday.
Did you bring me one of Wendy's scones?
No, I'm sorry. We ate them all.
Okay.
I had two and Maxi Carter had 66 of them.
And I can guarantee Rodney had another 66 at home.
Well, he probably did. He probably did. He threw the scones, the jam and the cream on. We had a beautiful cup of tea and we sat there for 45 minutes talking about, well, rubbish, really, but it was just...
That's Rodney.
It was just good stuff. It was just good stuff.
Exactly.
So, horses. So, 20. Now, the listeners have just got their pens poised. Are there any Saturday? You got any runners Saturday?
Saturday, we're in Dubbo Saturday, Sunday Mudgee, Tuesday Wellington.
Okay, so what are a couple of names of horses that we can jot down?
I haven't even seen anything, okay. But Sunday, Rose's a last start winner.
Yep.
So that's she's new Mudgee? To the stable,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
Get up, Albie, he's threatening to win. But he threatens me every day to do everything. So whether he'll ever win a race, we'll never know. But he frustrates me.
Is he in at Mudgee?
Yeah, he's in at Mudgee.
Yeah. And what about Tuesday down the road at Wellington? What have we
down
got?
Down the road, what have we got down there?
I'm just trying to get it up here. My slow iPad's just spinning around at this stage. So
First up, we've got Dizzy Success. He's a miler. He's first up on Tuesday, but he runs well fresh. He's the first start for the stable.
Okay. So Rose might be the one just listening to you off the last start.
Yeah, it's come dropping back in distance, but she'll be heading to the paddock after Tuesday. Oh, after Sunday she runs.
I'm glad in some way, Connie, that you've made the move. Obviously, you've spelled it out that you were happy to do it 3 years ago for reasons. Obviously, things change with droughts and whatever, but country people, they keep getting through it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's nothing you can do. They keep telling me it will rain. I'm sure it will.
It will.
But sooner rather than later would be nice.
No, exactly. Thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it. Good luck with it.
Thank you.